Welcome to USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service, Food Safety at Home podcast series, featuring topics for the safe and healthy preparation of meat, poultry, and processed egg products.
Hello, I'm Chanel with USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service. Are you planning a road trip this summer or going camping, boating, or hiking? Outdoor activities are fun for everyone during the summer, but they also require a lot of planning, especially when it comes to food. Many activities last all day and may involve preparing at least one meal. Bacteria can grow to dangerous levels and cause illness if food is left out of refrigeration for too long. So it's important to know how to keep your food safe while enjoying the outdoors. USDA has a great resource to help you be food safe this summer. It's mobile, Ask Karen. You can access this great service from any portable device that has an internet access. Just visit m.askkaren.gov. Whether on the road, in the wild, or at the shore, mobile Ask Karen can answer your food safety questions and help you to safely handle and prepare food wherever you are. You can also get instant responses by chatting live with food safety experts from Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. In the meantime, we have a few important food safety tips for you. Plan ahead. Decide what you are going to eat and how you are going to cook it. Then decide what equipment you will need to take with you. Pack safely. Use a cooler if car camping or boating. Pack frozen foods with gel packs or another cold source if hiking or going on a road trip. Keep raw food separate from other foods. Bring disposable wipes or biodegradable soap for washing hands and dishes. Carry bottled water to drink. If that's not possible, boil water or use water purification tablets. If you're hiking and camping, plan your menu carefully. You can bring cold foods for the first day, but pack shelf-stable items for the following days. Canned goods are safe but heavy. Good choices are peanut butter in plastic jars, concentrated juice boxes, dried noodles and soups, beef jerky and other dried meats, dried fruits and nuts. If you are using a cooler, leftover food is safe only if the cooler still has ice in it. If your ice is melted, discard any leftover food. It's a good idea to keep an appliance thermometer inside the cooler to make sure your food stays at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below. And to prevent food poisoning, don't forget to check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Have a great summer.
Thanks for listening to this Food Safety at Home podcast. Let us know what you think of this podcast by sending your comments to podcast@fsis.usda.gov.